Ladies and gentlemen, stand by for the man with nerves of steel, muscles of iron, and a knob of butter. It's the James Whale Radio Show.
Thank you very much indeed, Rob James. Who's Rob James? Another Rob. I didn't realise there was more than one. Well, there's more than one Rob, or there's more than one James. I'm not sure that we can have that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I've just noticed that. Yeah.
Are you sure that's not a made-up name?
You know, we put our voices together in a computer system and generated Rob James.
Yeah, why don't we do that? That might be quite fun.
I just said the word computer.
Yeah.
And my Amazon box fired up then.
I heard it.
Yeah.
That's kind of spooky, isn't it? And my headphones have gone one-sided. Hold on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's better.
That's the Twilight Zone, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I was convinced that Theresa May was going to come out and reveal that aliens had contacted us.
Oh, and in the sort of early morning announcement thing that she didn't tell anyone about, that everyone sort of knew about.
Well, no, nobody knew about it. There were no leaks. None of the political, what do you call them? Boars. None of the political boars knew anything about it. They were very, very upset, I can tell you. And people were speculating she was going to stand down, she was going to do this, that, and the other. Nobody thought she was going to call an election because she has always said, no, we're not having another election.
Oh, I got the direct message on Twitter from her.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were that in with her, to be honest.
Well, she said, I'm sorry, can't speak now. I've got to go outside and tell everyone I'm having a general election.
Why did she choose you?
I handle all the social media for the important people in the world.
Well, yeah, that is true. You could have told me. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying no more. You could have told me. I could have put it on my talk radio show. You know the one I have on talk radio?
Yeah, I'm aware of it now. Yeah.
Yeah, 7 till 10, Monday to Friday. You know, you can call me, we can chat about stuff. And we'll talk, I suppose we're going to talk incessantly about the election until a few weeks before the election, and then we're not allowed to talk about it at all unless it is absolutely balanced. And I wouldn't be able to say things like, I hope Theresa May wins, there is no other answer, or I hope the Lib Dems win because there is no other answer, or I hope Jeremy Corbyn wins because there is no other answer, or I hope the... Oh, well, there's nobody else likely to win, is there? So, you have to be balanced and very careful.
Right, so we can't state the obvious then?
No, no. Actually, I think it's a bit of a cynical ploy, to be honest with you. Much as I am sort of slightly right-wing, I suppose, in so much as I think people should be able to benefit from their own labours and hard work, I also think that seeing a young lad that I do every time I drive into the talk radio studio sleeping on the street in his sleeping bag, and he's been there now... Well, not only while I've been working on talk radio, but other radio stations, he's been there for about 4 or 5 years. And a very wealthy country, and he's still sleeping on the street. He's about 30 years old. He looks fairly fit. You see him walking about sometimes. He seems to keep himself reasonably clean. And he sleeps in a doorway off the old Kent Road. So I have no idea why our society allows this to happen.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, why?
I don't know why. I don't know.
I mean, what are the local authorities? I'm the local authority. Don't we have any kind of civilization? You know, if somebody is so badly done by that they can't function in today's society, they can't get a job, they can't get money, they can't find anywhere to live. If somebody is that dire, that unlucky, that... I don't know what the right word, inadequate, which is a horrible word, but inadequate. In a civilized society like ours, and a wealthy society like ours, Why are they still on the street? I mean, we're not like America. America is a third world country in many parts, and they don't look after people very well. But we're not like that. We tend to, you know, people are better looked after here. There is a gap widening between the very rich and the very poor. I sound a bit like a socialist now, and I'm not. But, you know, we don't seem, and it doesn't matter, we've had 13 years of a Labour government, still people were sleeping on the street.
Yep.
Why isn't somebody saying, hang on, why is that lad sleeping on the streets of North Wales, or excuse me, microphone, I do beg your pardon, why is that person there? Why is that single mum struggling to bring up a baby and living on the 18th floor of a tower block of flats? Why are we not doing better?
Too much red tape.
No. It's not red tape. It's an inability or a wish for the people in positions of power to actually do something about it. You know, we waste money. At this moment, we give a lot of money to foreign aid, and it's necessary to try and placate some of the terrorists, but we can't afford to do it. We are spending huge amounts of money on nuclear weapons that we are never, ever going to use, and they are not really much of a deterrent. The Americans want to do that. Let them get on with it. And then we could demonstrate to other countries how better you could run yourselves. You know, most of the new wars will be conventional. We will need conventionally trained soldiers and conventional weapons more than we have at the moment. Maybe we should be addressing that. And we need to spend some of the money that we waste, probably waste on having another election, on looking after our infrastructure. And when I say the infrastructure, our health service, our schools, those people who can't actually function in today's society. Why? I should be a politician, for frig's sake. I was going to say for fuck's sake, and I know you don't like editing.
Oh, there was a few last week.
Were there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there we are. Don't forget, you can take part. I'm running a Twitter poll. Mind you, it might not be there, of course, when you listen to this programme, but I have been running a Twitter poll about what you thought of Jeremy Corbyn's speech, which he made this very morning. But this very morning, of course, could be a couple of years ago, couldn't it? That's the beauty of social media.
True, true, yeah. How's the poll going?
Yeah, I mean, it's 50-50, believe it or not. Although, you know, Corbyn did say the usual sort of stuff, you know, people like Sir Philip Green should have to, you know, why pick up these people, Sir Philip Green and Mike Ashton, you know, there are all sorts of things about the way sometimes they run their businesses. Well, that's up to the managers of the business. But these guys create jobs. You know, if you don't like the work they're doing or the way they're doing it, then maybe don't buy their stuff. But these people, and presumably, and if they're not paying the requisite amount of taxes, sort it out, change the law, do something about it, instead of moaning about it. And I noticed that all political leaders moan about those people who escape taxes. Well, do something about it. And if they're doing anything illegal, which of course they're not, then you can prosecute them, can't you?
You certainly can, yeah.
No. Well, you know, so Philip Green has a number of businesses and he's supplied an enormous amount of jobs, and presumably there's been an enormous amount of VAT through all those people employed and work and everything else. So he must actually be benefiting the country. So, you know, it's an easy target. And if there are big multinational companies who are avoiding paying tax, change the law. But the political will isn't there. And, you know, they're saying that everybody should pay their fair share. Well, at this moment, we don't really pay that much to the health service when you consider how sophisticated new health technology is. But we waste so much money. You know, this whole flipping thing about grammar schools, what a waste of money. It's not going to improve anything. It's just going to be some parents can show off to other parents that their child, oh, little Johnny's going to the grammar school. Well, it probably won't do little Johnny any good unless he's got something about him that other people haven't, you know. We've had this argument before. Schools should be schools, and all schools should give the same level of education.
Or better.
Or better. And, you know, having grammar schools is going to cut funding to various other schools. So it's a complete waste of time and money. And, you know, same with Jeremy Corbyn saying some of the stuff he's saying, oh, we're going to go after the rich. They're going to pay more tax. You know, a lot of people who are on 60. He said anybody over 70 or between 70 and 80,000 pounds is very wealthy. That's, you know, the sort of salary range of members of parliament. But there'll be a lot of middle class people who are earning that sort of money, paying higher rate tax, have maybe a house and a mortgage and various other things. They won't have much money out of that, I can assure you.
These people get paid way too much. The average wage round here is about £16,000-£17,000.
Yeah, but you can buy a house round there for about £100,000.
That is true, yeah, yeah.
You know, you couldn't get a one-bedroom flat in the middle of London for under £500,000.
No wonder people are sleeping rough then.
Well, that's the problem. But there is no social housing, or very little social housing, and there needs to be social housing. Right, OK, so I suppose we're going to be talking about this for some considerable time. I hope that there's a kind of a hung parliament. I think, you know, much as I don't want to see extreme left or right-wing politics in this country, I want to see a sort of balance. If the Conservatives completely obliterate the Labour Party, there won't be much of an opposition. Maybe the Lib Dems will take their chance this time. I don't know. I don't think so. I think UKIP are completely finished. I don't think anybody will do anything with UKIP, whatever they think. I might be wrong. I may be wrong, but I can't. Douglas Carswell is leaving, isn't he? So he's standing down at the election, so he won't be standing for anybody. He's the only, or he was the only UKIP member of Parliament, and now he isn't.
Surely all the UKIP people should be telling everyone that was going to vote for us should vote for Conservative, surely. That would be the most tactical thing to do if they want a hard Brexit.
Well, yeah. But, you know, nobody yet has realised that this whole fiasco of leaving Europe, even though the European Parliament couldn't organise a piss-up in a brewery, and it needs to be radically changed, but leaving Europe won't work in our favour at all. And there will be so much sort of upset down the line. But, you know, hey-ho, politicians think they know best. Blatantly, they don't. So there's not a lot to talk about other than the election, because World War III has been put on hold.
That's handy. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there are any more terrorist attacks going on in the Middle East at the moment. I think the Syrian crisis obviously has been sorted out. Russia and America, best friends again. The one with the funny haircut, the fat guy with the funny haircut in North Korea, he's been put back in his box. I mean, it's wonderful, isn't it? All Britain has to do is call a snap election and the problems of the world disappear.
Could do one every year, couldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. Although here's a little story that nobody picked up on. The head of the Metropolitan Police, the commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, do you know the name of the commissioner?
Isn't he just called Commissioner?
No, Cressida Dick.
Do I have to edit that out?
No, that is her name. First female commissioner of the Metropolitan Police. Her name is Cressida Dick.
It's a lady then.
Well, Cressida is a lady's name.
I didn't know that.
Do you know what fanny is?
Isn't that an American word for bum?
No, it's a lady's name.
Okay, I knew it had something to do with ladies.
I was on talk radio yesterday and we got sort of hung up with names of funny places. And I was talking about Pratt's Bottom, which is in Kent.
Bollocks End.
What?
Bollocks End.
Where's that?
There must be a place called Bollocks End.
There is not. You made that up.
I did, but there must be a place called Bollocks End.
Well, there's certainly a place called Cockermouth.
I wouldn't want to go there.
I've been there. It's very nice. Anyway, it's in the Lake District. Well, near the Lake District. Anyway, can we get back to sensibility? So, Cressida Dick, the commissioner of the Metropolitan... What? Oh, dear. I don't think it's particularly funny, her name, Cressida Dick, you know. Anyway, listen, the fact is that she said that burglaries really are not worth the police's time and effort to try and solve.
That's all very well. I'm happy for that, as long as we're allowed to hit them with a baseball bat. when we find them.
That is a very, very good point. Yeah. I think I should talk about that on my... Did I tell you about my talk radio show?
No, you've not mentioned it before.
Yeah. Yeah, how are the old TV programs going? By the way,
I've uploaded a few this week. I've uploaded one on pets, which was
quite disturbing.
Yeah, that was quite hard to watch. That was your first ever show, and it showed nothing worked properly on the show,
didn't it?
Yeah, it was entertaining though.
Well, actually, that was the pilot show, so that never went out.
And a very, very disturbing scenes with the teddy bears.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, teddy bears being strapped to a rotating dartboard and darts thrown at them. A one, but
headshot off.
There was blood everywhere. It was terrible.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, that is horrible. I do apologise.
Cruelty to teddy bears.
I can't think what the producer must have been thinking.
I don't know. I'm sure one of the cameramen stood on your earpiece as well. That might be in another show. I can't remember.
Yeah, could have been. Could have been. Anyway, they're all available there on... jameswhaleradio.co.uk
/video/video
Right, okay. I was going to say something else.
We'll do it then.
Oh yeah, we're gonna look to be producing a new James Whale television show fairly soon. So we are still looking for people to appear on it. So if you are entertaining, interesting, have views that not many people share, get in touch.
I was going to say, if you are talentless, get in touch, because that seems...
And that, too. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, and if you think... No, nobody on the show has ever been talentless. If you think you're talentless, if people have told you you're talentless, please get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
I've been watching the shows, you know, and, you know, if you've got no talent, you're welcome on the show.
It's very rude. Very, very rude. I didn't say that about you.
I think you just did then.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, listen. I did put out on Facebook earlier this week, she's called a general election. She's called a snap general election. Will you vote? And if you won't vote, why not? Because if you don't vote, by the way, don't expect to come on programmes or a podcast or on social media and start giving it large about your thoughts, because nobody gives a shit about your thoughts if you don't vote. Understood? Comprende?
I always vote for whatever you tell me.
Yeah. Josh Geddes won't be voting any of them, begging to change my nationality. Right. Robert, I don't know what that means, Josh. You want to change your nationality?
He wants to move out of the country, I think.
He wants to what?
Move out of the country.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, loads of countries have got all the same problems, Josh, so you might as well flip in vote and stay here. Robert Martin Sr. says, the only ones I feel inclined to vote for are UKIP, but they don't stand a chance, so why should I waste my time? It only encourages them. Robert, you know, you're a jerk. I'm sorry, mate. UKIP, there is no point to UKIP anymore, and I wonder why you would vote for them. What are their policies on education? What are their policies on housing and various other things that you need to have? No policies really at all. No coherent policies at all, just to cut immigration. And Robert Martin Sr., you know, immigration's not the problem lots of people think it is. The problem that we have is prats don't vote. You know, if Theresa May gets a whopping majority and finishes off the Labour Party, the Lib Dems, then we will bow our heads and say that we were wrong. And obviously getting out of Europe's going to be the best thing for the country and all that sort of stuff, and bring back grammar schools, it'll be terrific. I don't believe that, by the way. But if the vast majority of people vote for that, and I'm talking not 48-52, for the people who did bother to vote, because that actually isn't decisive. So, Robert Martin Sr., I would suggest you get off your lazy, fat, saggy backside and vote. Oh, and if you don't like it, Robert, your right of reply, send me an email, and on Wales Mail, I will read out your reply on next week's programme. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. All right? Good. Did we get any Wales Mail? You didn't bother, did you?
No, we got three letters this week.
Oh, good. David Massey, this is nothing more than a cynical grab for power by the Conservative government. They have seen the polls. Theresa May reversed her decision about not having a snap election to legitimise her leadership. But there is a problem that they haven't considered in their ignorance. The problem is that the electorate are absolutely fed up to their back teeth with politics and politicians. Well, you see, David, this is another fallacy. Because politics is life. You know, there isn't anything that you do that doesn't have a political connotation. Going out and buying a pint of milk, for people who still drink it, that's a political decision. What sort you buy, where you buy it from. Every single thing we do has a political bias. So, you know, it's like saying I'm not interested in life anymore. And if you don't vote and people have, so I'm so bored of voting, I'm not going to bother. Well, you bloody well do what you're told then. Don't whine, don't phone me, don't get in touch. Just do as you are told if you can't be bothered to vote. Personally, I would make it I'm getting so angry now, I'm going to have to back off a little bit before I really lose it with some... Oh, I can't use that word really, can I?
Well, you can. I can always edit it out.
What?
Yeah, I'll actually delete it completely. I won't even beat that one.
Really? Okay. I think it should be compulsory to vote. Anyway, more. Snap general election call. Will you vote? That's the question I asked on Facebook. These are the responses we've had. Sandy Bannatyne says, yes, I'm a UKIP voter, but my vote taken away from the Tories will take away from Tories will be bad. Therefore, I will vote Conservative simply to keep somebody in place to get us out of the EU. Sandy Bannatyne. I mean, I don't know if you're a woman or a man, Sandy, could be either way, couldn't it? But why would anybody boast that they're a UKIP supporter? Even Nigel Farage is trying to get rid of the tag. Craig McKenzie says, I'll vote. I'll have to vote with May to give her the mandate to do the job that those in Westminster have dedicated themselves to scuppering. It's a mess and needs cleaning up. First time Tory for me after 30 years. Well, Craig, what is the mess? You're talking about leaving Europe, I suppose. Karen Edwards says, Labour is alive and kicking with more members than all the other parties put together. Don't believe the idiot box or the papers. They have been bought and corrupted by the filthy rich corporate snakes. That's a bit harsh, Karen, really. I don't think that's how we are. Simon P. Fleming says, if voting changed anything, they would make it illegal. If voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal. Don't be silly. Andrew James Lone, I am amazed she called an election, but she knows she's confident in winning and after more power. How on earth are the other parties going to have a chance in winning as they're so low in the polls and only a few months to turn this around? Well, a few weeks, actually. Kate Caller says, Jesus, can you imagine Corbyn in charge of Brexit? Oh, my God, the thought makes me shudder. James Adams says, no, because I don't consider myself knowledgeable enough to vote. It's a shame other people like me think that they are and vote for the wrong reasons. Democracy. I tend to agree with you, James, actually. I tend to agree with you. That's the best reason for not voting. Actually, if part of the people who say they're not going to vote aren't going to vote, that might be a good idea. Because, you know, we've talked about stupid and thick people. Not that I'm saying you are, but you hit a point here. There are lots of people who have no idea and go out and vote.
Yeah, they vote for what their parents vote for.
Well, they vote for UKIP.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, you can hear my interview with Nigel Farage that I recorded now a couple of years ago.
It might be even longer than that, but yeah.
It's all in the archive. Go to jameswellradio.co.uk. You can find it there. There are a lot of people that maybe shouldn't have the vote. Because if you ever see these vox pops, they do go out and interview people in the streets on the television. Some of you think, what? And then I remember that, of course, you know, those are the people that keep the Jeremy Kyle show going.
Jeremy Kyle, Jeremy Corbyn are all the same to me.
Yeah, oh, Jeremy's. Who would name their child Jeremy now? James Adams, he says, that's James we're talking about. James, well done. John Mabs, let's make this last one on this. If you don't read the papers or watch the news, you are uninformed. If you do read the press and watch the news, you are misinformed. All the political parties are sworn in obedience to the establishment, and like the owners of a casino, the house always wins. I will not be voting for any of them. You see, John, don't moan about it then. Whatever happens, don't moan about it. I don't think there's any point in moaning about it at all. Okay, right, listen, should we take a bit of music? I seem to have been talking far too long, and now I'll begin to talk rubbish if we don't. Here is Little Folk. Do we know anything about Little Folk?
They're obviously a folk band, I would imagine. A small one.
Really? Because they're little?
Yeah.
Are they little people or are they normal-sized people?
I don't actually know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, have a listen to this. It's called Big Bad Wolf.
Sister and brother, we're running for cover. We were hiding from that big bad wolf who was blowing at our door. He'd already taken half a town. He met Grandma on the way. He's getting stronger, wiser, and more hungry every day. He'd be surely keen on you. He lives space enough for two. He's a big bad wolf, and he came for me and you.
Come on now.
See my friend Peter? He cried wolf, and people came to his rescue. Peter, oh. He lied, lied, lied. Now wolf came, ate that boy alive. He laid flat that house of straw. He laid flat that house of sticks. Now he's struggling to breathe when he met that house of bricks. I saw him chase that coat of red. I saw him howl at the moon. He thought he was so dang clever. Took that young girl for a fool. He was no match for you and me when we were hiding in the trees. He had it coming. We saw it coming. We're there for each other. When we were hiding from that big bad wolf who was blowing at our door. He'd already taken half a town. He met Grandma on the way. He's getting stronger, wiser and more hungry every day. He'd be surely keen on you. He left space enough for two. He's the big bad wolf, and he came for me and you. He'd already taken half a town. He met Grandma on the way. He's getting stronger, wiser and more hungry every day. He'd be surely keen on you. He left space enough for two. He's the big bad wolf, and he came for me and you. He's the big bad wolf, and he came for me and you. He's the big bad wolf, and he came for me and you.
There we are. Big Bad Wolf wasn't too bad, was it? From Little Folk. If you would like to be on the show, if you've got a band, get in touch. Rob will tell you how to do so.
Yeah, email me, jamesorradio@gmail.com. Include your MP3 permission to play. If it's really good, we'll play it, maybe. And if it's really bad, we'll definitely play it.
Yeah, all of that. Welcome to the program. If you're listening on radio, online, or wherever you listen to us, let us know. Get in touch. You can get in touch easily by sending me an email to jameswellradio@gmail.com. Same address if you want to be on the show. If you are a radio station who'd like to take the program, likewise, you can get in touch and Rob will tell you what to do. Did I mention my radio show, nightly 7 o'clock until 10 live on talk radio?
A vague recollection that you might have mentioned it at the beginning of the show. Are you going to tell everyone what your Twitter address is in case they want to get in touch with you on Twitter and have a look at that poll?
Oh, yeah, at the James Whale, although you can also tweet us at the James Whale Show.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, at The James Whale or at The James Whale Show. Follow us there, get in touch. Do you know, I was just thinking, they're talking about this scrappage deal for diesel cars.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Well, no, it's not. It's really pissing me off, I can't tell you. I, like a lot of people, was encouraged to get a diesel car, last longer, better mileage, you know, more economic. I got a diesel car, and like, you know, a lot of people, I pay every month for it, and I can't afford to scrap it. What's all this flipping scrap your car business? And one MP said, I think what we should do is give people rail fares and money to buy a bicycle. I don't want a bloody bicycle. Why would I want a bicycle? I commute 40 miles to work and 40 miles back every day. I'm not going to cycle that.
You'd have to drive to the train station, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I went by train yesterday, and it's fine. Probably doesn't cost that much more than driving, but you have to hang around with people you don't know.
And sit with them on the train as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're smelly.
That could be the train, though.
Well, no, it's, you know, when I'm in my car polluting everybody else, I'm sitting there with my own thoughts, and I'm actually mentally working while I'm in my car. I can't do it on the train.
Why do you talk out loud?
No, I spend too much time looking out of the window.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I do that when I'm driving, but I'm concentrating on driving. And then, of course, if you're concentrating on something, it's easier to think about something else, isn't it? Yeah, well, it is for me.
Yeah, I suppose you could daydream on a train, couldn't you?
Yeah, I do. I go to sleep. It's all that sort of rocking motion. You go to sleep and sometimes you get a stirring in certain parts of your body as well. It's all down to the rocking.
Right. I'm going to go on the train and try that out.
I would. Right, okay. Should we do Wales Mail or do you want to do Tech Talk? You choose.
We'll do Wales Mail.
Are you sure?
All right, we'll do Tech Talk then.
Yeah, let's do Tech Talk because I've been talking too much. And then we'll do some letters and then we'll do questions to me and then I'm going to go to the pub.
The vote came...
This is the James Whale Radio Show podcast. Is it a radio show or is it a podcast? That's the question. And is there a difference?
It's just an audio file at the end of the day.
Is it?
Yeah. What you do with it is, you know, up to you.
Yeah.
Put it on a radio station, play it on your phone, play it on a web page, on a tablet or a computer.
Just a Why file. Don't we do a video version as well, a sort of 15-minute video version?
We could do a Facebook Live or something like that. We could do
that. Yeah. Could we do that with a camera in the computer, couldn't we?
Well, we got loads of cameras everywhere. Yeah, we could do.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? Why don't we try it once a week? But rather than doing it live, do it like we do this and then put it out.
I'd have to get dressed, though, wouldn't I?
No, I don't want to see all of you. In fact, I tell you what, why don't you wear some kind of mask? I mean, you've got lots of masks, haven't you? You've got, you know, Star Wars masks and things like that.
I have, yes. I could come as an Ewok.
Yeah, so you could be like the Stig.
I haven't got a Stig. Well, we know the Stig. Maybe I could borrow his helmet.
Yeah, but you don't, you know, have your own helmet. What's so funny?
Nothing. Yeah.
Good. Make up your own jokes now. Have your own helmet. What's wrong with that?
I've got a cycle helmet.
Yeah. Well, wear something like that. Mm. Yeah. The more ridiculous, the better. I, on the other hand, will better dress up. Put a bit of makeup on. Get a new pair of glasses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, shall we do Tech Talk?
Yep.
I can have a sleep then. I'm going to settle back in my chair, put my feet up. Hang on. Oh, God. Oh, right. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. News just come in that MasterCard are going to be launching their new credit card soon with fingerprint recognition on them.
Good. Excellent. Yeah, come on.
The next one is TalkTalk and BT are voted the worst for customer satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
For broadband.
I could have told them that.
Yeah, you had a problem with BT a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Useless. Absolutely useless. And then the Openreach team turned up, sorted out the problem and said BT are useless.
They are separating.
Are they?
Yeah, they're finally separating fully. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's probably why they turned up and said BT were useless. Yeah, go on.
I was going to introduce our new co-host, because I finally plumbed in the Amazon box into the radio station.
Oh, right. Okay, well, let's have a chat.
Well, why don't we have a weather feature, and we can ask the Amazon box what the weather like. We'll just pick a random place in the world. So where should we pick?
Abergavenny.
Abergavenny. All right, I'll ask the box, okay? Computer, what's the weather like in Abergavenny?
It's 14 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Today's forecast has clouds and showers, with a high of 15 degrees and a low of 5 degrees.
There we go, the new weather feature in the James Whale Radio Show.
It's pretty good, that, isn't it?
It's not bad. Is it? Oh, wait, hang on. What about this?
Who's the woman who does the voice? Ask her who she is.
Computer, who are you?
I'm Alexa, and I'm designed around your voice. You can ask me to play music, answer questions, get the weather and sports scores, create to-do lists, and much more.
Why can't I use that on my radio show?
You can.
I mean, why would I pay out, or a radio station pay out for weather or traffic? You could do a report. Ask her what the traffic's like in central London.
Computer, what's the traffic like in central London?
To hear your traffic information, go to your Alexa app and set up your commute.
Bit more complicated than we thought.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, but the weather, she can handle weather. Ask her what she's wearing.
Computer, what are you wearing?
They don't make clothes for me.
She's naked.
Isn't that cold, computer?
No, I don't really feel hot or cold, but thanks for asking.
Good. Computer, tell me something funny.
Why was the meat packer arrested? For bringing home the bacon.
Oh, dear.
So you can get rid of Ash now, and I suppose you can get rid of me, and you can do the whole show with Alexa.
Alexa? Who is she, I wonder? Very sexy voice.
She's not too bad. Not too bad. Need to program her a bit.
I wonder if it is a made-up voice, you know, because they can voice generate now, can't they?
You can do text-to-speech quite easily now.
Yeah. So maybe it is. It's little bits of lots of people's voices put together.
No, it's definitely computer-generated.
Is it? It's not a voice. It's computer-generated to sound as a voice.
Yeah. It's a bit silly calling it computer, though, because every time I say the word computer, she lights up as if to say, "Oh, do you mean me?"
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I might have to get one of those. Right. Where were... I've forgotten where we were now. I was just thinking of all the things you could have hours of fun with that, couldn't you?
Oh, hours of fun. And obviously, it's filled in the Tech Talk feature this week, really, isn't it, I suppose? It's a
I think she should do the Tech Talk and the weather every week.
We'll definitely do the weather. I'm not sure she'll know much about tech. I'll program her during the week with some skills and see what she comes up with for next week.
Maybe she could do some cooking or something. Back rubs, cooking.
Hmm.
Paying for a pint in the pub.
Yeah, some of those things she might not be able to do yet.
All right. Okay, let's crack on.
Do you want me to do films?
Of course, yes. Where would we be without you doing films?
Yeah, because obviously, you know, I go to the cinema as regular as possible.
Yeah, and obviously I don't. Oh, actually, yeah, go on, do a film then, go on.
Okay, I saw the film Going in Style, which stars Michael Caine and God. That was very good.
Michael Caine and God?
Yeah. Morgan Freeman, he's basically God, isn't he? If ever there's a film with God in it, it's always Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Have you not noticed that?
No, I hadn't noticed that, no.
Well, you see, you don't see as many films as I do. Obviously.
I don't watch any. Here's one. I was talking to my good friend Jonathan Sothcott, who is the producer. We've had him on the show. And he sent me a direct message. He said, "James, my new film, We Still Steal the Old Way, is released on DVD and Blu-ray this week. It's in all major supermarkets. It's a bank holiday and not too sunny, so we have a fighting chance, even though the distributor's not exactly chucking money at it, but I do need your help. Please, at some point, could you talk about it?" So there we are. It has got, I'll tell you who's in it. There's some fascinating people. It's like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, and it's called We Still Steal the Old Way. It's about old-time gangsters in London. And it's got Ian Ogilvy.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be the Saint.
Yes.
Billy Murray. We know Billy Murray.
Yep.
Christopher Ellison. Tony Denham. And Julian Glover, Lysette Anthony as well. And it's all about, as bank jobs go, it's worth doing time for, is a subtitle. So there we are. That's another movie you can put in your film review. You could have a look at that, couldn't you? Get it and have a look at.
Well, you could send me a copy and I'll review any film he sends me.
Yeah. Well, why don't you get in touch and tell him we'll do that?
I might do, yeah. So going back to Going Out in Style, it's a classic bank robbery style movie. But they're all obviously old men doing it for a reason. Very entertaining. However, we were the youngest people in the cinema. It was filled with the older generation, which was actually quite good because it added to the atmosphere. Everyone was laughing in all the right places.
Mm-hmm.
Very good film. Really enjoyed it. I'm going to give this one a 5-star, which is very rare for me.
Oh, it's very rare. Very rare indeed. Sorry, yes, I've never heard you enthuse quite so much, dear boy.
The other one we saw straight after that one was a film called Get Out. Which is it's like a horror thrillery style film. It's a bit like The Stepford Wives in a way. It's very, very good. That's not a 5-star one, but it's definitely a 3.5 to 4 stars. Good idea for a film. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you eat lots of popcorn?
I never eat popcorn and I never take a drink. I'm not selfish like most of the other people that go to the cinema.
Mm. You see, that's why I watch them on DVD. If I ever watch them. Right. Okay, thank you for that. Should we do Wales Mail?
Yeah, because then I can fade my microphone down and put my feet up.
Yeah, well, you do that all the time anyway. Okay, if you want to take part in Wales Mail, you want to have a go, you want to talk, all you got to do is send your email to me at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. And loads did. Alan Bateman. Hello, Alan. He said, Whale, hello. I have been trying to find an unusual song that you played a while back. Sounds like somebody scratching a string, possibly E string with a pick, using a wah pedal, and somebody creating a snake-like sound. There are vocals used, sounds low and bassy. It was on Night Owls in the 70s or 80s on a Friday, I think. I would like the album. I would like to remember what you're talking about, but sadly, Alan, I can't. Can you? What? What are you laughing at?
This is the way you said it a while back. I mean,
in the 70s or 80s.
That's while back.
It's a long time ago.
Right.
James, stop what's this?
Racisming.
Racism, the not being able to understand overseas call centre personnel. I spoke to a call centre person the other day while hangover. They had a thick Glaswegian accent, understood every word. Get an hearing aid, you pillock. Colin in Geelong. Sod off, Colin. I don't want any more flipping Australians on the show, right? Anybody from Geelong is banned from now on. I can never understand what Australians say. Anthony Wolf.
Yeah.
Is that his email?
I see what you mean. Yeah, I can't, obviously, because that is genuinely...
Don't say it.
No.
I listen with great pleasure to your podcast every night as a lullaby to make me sleep. Problem is that I'm running out of fresh podcasts and am asking whether you can make them on a daily instead of a weekly basis. Otherwise, how am I going to sleep? Anthony Wolf. There's about 200, isn't there?
This is 187.
Yeah, 187 of them. Go back to the beginning and listen again.
Because you were probably asleep while you were listening to them, so you might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I don't think I'm going to do any more. I think you can ask me the questions, then I'm going to the pub.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to go to Talk Radio and do my show.
It's the same thing as a pub, really, isn't it, for you?
Yeah. Well, it is in Talk Sport.
Oh, are they a bit of a drink a lot in Talk Sport, are they?
They They like a few drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Questions for the Whale, yeah.
Well, questions for the Whale. Gary Haslam. Why do we give our recycled stuff to the council for free, only to have to pay for it again when it's transformed into something else?
Yes, a very good question, and the answer is simple, because we do.
Yeah, and if you stop doing it, the things will get more expensive. Theoretically.
Well, that's another way of looking at it too.
Justin Richardson.
Justin.
Yeah. Which is the more nightmarish world? Wonderland, as in Alice in Wonderland, or Oz, as in The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, I think Oz.
I think so. Isn't Oz a actual nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, Oz is a nightmare. But Alice in Wonderland's pretty horrific as well.
Oh, actually, no, I'm leaning towards Alice in Wonderland now, because doesn't the Queen want to chop off everybody's head?
Yeah, no, not nice. Sounds a bit like ISIS.
Yeah, and if it rains in Oz, then the witches die.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, I think they're both pretty horrible. Anyway, carrying on.
Jeremy C. Do I have a cat's hell in chance? I'll say that again, shall I?
No. Do I have a cat's chance in hell?
That's what I tried to say.
Yeah.
I said it.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was more funny the way you did it. Go on.
Jeremy C. Do I have a cat's hell in chance? I just said the same thing again.
Get on with it.
All right. Yeah, Jeremy C. Take three. Jeremy C. Do I have a cat in hell's chance? There we go.
Is that the question?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes.
The answer is no.
Dan Jones. Wasn't really worth asking three times over, was it, really?
I thought it was quite funny, but go on.
Dan Jones. Can you actually lose weight by rubbing your stomach?
Well, of course you can, yes. It's a well-known way of losing weight. I do it regularly.
And you get muscles in your arms as well.
Yeah, yeah, muscles in your stomach. Don't go too low.
Tracy Hardley.
Yes, Tracy, hardly.
I made church-shaped pancakes, but I burnt them. Am I going to hell?
You are, most certainly, and it'll be fun when we all get there.
That is true, actually, and there might be some pancakes freshly made.
Yeah, 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 there'll be a lot of people we all know.
Tony Green. Why is it that rain drops, but snow falls?
It's very good. The same reason that the beginning of June hails the end of May.
Surely if snow drops, then that'll just be a flower falling out of the sky.
No. Snow drops.
Yeah.
Just gently floats, drops, and rain falls quite heavily.
Yeah, but snowdrops are white things that come out of the garden, don't they? They grow.
No, those are flowers named after snow.
That drops.
Yeah.
So snow does drop?
Yeah.
Does rain...
And rain falls.
But rain drops
and the,
as well.
And the answer is quite simple. Snow drops because it goes more slowly. Rain falls because it goes more quickly.
So falling is quicker than dropping?
No, dropping is quicker than falling. No, what the f***? Look, snow drops. Dropping is more gentle than falling.
So if you fell out of a building, that's quite harsh. But if you dropped out of a building, that'd be okay.
Yeah, yeah. You drop out of a plane on a parachute and float down.
Right.
You fall off a building.
That's a big drop, though, if you fall out of a building.
Next question, I'm bored.
Are we doing another show next week?
Yeah. Same time, same channel. See you then. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.